are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. It's Natch Butte, baby. We are here. It's the morning, and I got such a good guest. I'm not even going to do an intro. All I'm going to say is go to natchbutte.com. That's where I put up the after show episode guide, because you're going to want to know everything that we're talking about. I get so many emails. People are asking me about the following two things, Glossier and Nicole Byer. I got both here today, honey. Both are in the studio. Nicole, welcome.
Oh, Jackie, what an intro.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Jackie.
You're here. I can't believe it.
I'm so excited to be here. Truly, I already told you this, but when you emailed me, I was like, finally.
Oh, my God. See,
I just want to talk about makeup.
I know. Well, you're the perfect guest. You're the perfect natural guest. You have been published on the internet, several different zines on your thoughts on makeup and hair and skincare. And oh my God, we have so much to talk about.
So much. Ugh. First, I just want to tell you, I'm wearing, I think it's Huda or Huda Beauty eyelashes.
Yep.
And they are incredible.
They really, truly are.
They're expensive.
Yep.
But I think you can wash them and reuse them.
You can.
I'm on like the last wear of this before I wash them and see how they work out.
I
love them.
I just saw an Instagram video about how to wash your lashes.
Oh.
It was, you rub them with coconut oil to get all the excess glue off of them. And then she put them in a coffee cup full of baby soap. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Wash them and then lay them out. And I was thinking, those look like a wet dog. those aren't going to come back to life.
Right?
But they did.
You think that's like what happens with a synthetic wig. You get it wet and then you're like, oh no, this is going to be very bad. But then you set it and then it pops back
look
to life.
Look at that.
It's truly,
we learn something
every
day.
The things we put on our bodies are incredible.
But that's actually something great because I didn't know you could reuse lash strips. Am I an idiot? I would just throw them out. What a waste of money.
I also would throw them out. I mean, the $1.99 ones,
right.
I don't think they're going to like come to life come back to life as much as like $20 ones.
Right.
But yeah, you can wash all of them. You can reuse all of them.
You know what else I've been doing?
Hmm.
Somebody emailed me and told me this hack, and it has completely changed my life. Cut the strip in half and just wear the outer half on
can't
your eyes.
Do it.
You can't do it. You gotta have that full
eye. I love a full lash. I like looking like Snuffleupagus.
Yes.
I like having it be a hazard when I'm driving when it hits my sunglasses.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh no, oh God.
If I die, I'm gonna look great.
I'm gonna look so good.
Well, I started doing that because, you know, even though I'm Jackie O'Lashes, I cannot get that strip on.
Really?
It depends. The Hudas. Huda. They go on like a damn dream, but you pay $20.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
and
you get what you pay
thick.
For. Yes.
So you're just like, dink, I know exactly where it landed.
It went
the 99
so,
cent ones are basically invisible.
Ardell.
You're just like,
I think it's Ardell.
Ardell. Cherry lashes. You got, I go to the Hood. That's where I get my lashes. Cause they're literally a dollar. And the same Ardells will be in like CVS for $3 or $4.
Right.
I'm like, no, I'll just drive down to Crenshaw.
And they're a lot cheaper down there?
They're a dollar.
Well, I'm going to have to go on an excursion
because
I'm all about the lash. I was buying some on Amazon. You never know where it's coming from on Amazon.
No, you really don't, and it's wild.
It could be like somebody's basement. I mean, because you can put whatever you want on there. It's the Wild West.
I didn't realize that's how I thought Amazon was like a store.
it's a marketplace.
It's a marketplace,
so
and shit comes from everywhere.
Everywhere. It's like, do I need a new kidney? Yeah. Amazon. Like, Amazon Prime. Oh, my kidney will be
here
tomorrow.
Right here. It came with a drone.
Yeah.
It's wild. Amazon is nuts.
It is, but you can get some good shit.
I get vegan dog food for my dog because my dog is a vegan.
Wait, which one? Halo?
Clyde. Yes, Halo.
Yeah, that's what she
Clyde
eats.
Halo. And I was like, does he really need to be a vegan? But meat makes him itch.
Oh,
every iteration
he's got the allergies.
Of like meat dog food I gave him,
he
would just itch so much. And I was like, well, I guess my dog is healthier than me. Something I have to
is
deal
he thriving
with.
On the food?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing really great.
Aren't his little poops so clean and they don't smell?
Yes.
Yes. It's like
they
crazy.
They smell like baby poop. And I'm like, I don't mind picking this up. And then Charlie shits are gnarly because he eats whatever.
Right. Me and Charlie have done a scene together.
Have you.
Yeah, we did a UCB video together where we have to kiss, and he licks my... He's actually in my reel.
Oh,
he's
that
in my
makes
reel.
Me so happy.
And Charlie, I was on set with him on the Beck video.
Oh.
Yeah, because Chuchi was shot as well.
Ugh, I love it. These show dogs
I'm
we
telling
have.
You, I know. We're momagers to the
just
to our babies.
Momagers to these little dogs.
So we've already talked about lashes.
Yes.
I think we just need to get it out of the way because this is such an important message, and I think
yes.
everyone needs to hear about this. If you don't subscribe to Lenny Letter, get on it.
You
I
should.
Got mine this morning.
Great.
Apparently, Kesha's up to something.
Oh, I saw the email. Yeah,
I haven't read it yet, but mm-hmm. I'll read it. Lenny Letter is Lena Dunham's feminist newsletter.
Yes, with her partner, Jenny. I can't remember her last name.
Jenny Connor.
Yes.
Yes. So it's twice a week. It goes to your email. It's just a nice read, learning about all kinds of
it's
things
free.
Involving women. Free, really fun.
And some people don't like Lena Dunham, but she doesn't. She just curates it.
Yes.
Also, she lets so many women who may not normally have a voice.
Right.
So I think you need to look past what you don't like about her. Because you get Lenny Letters from, like, trans women or women of color or, like, poor women or, like, highly educated women who have this very interesting skew on life.
Yeah, or very
skew?
Famous.
You. Oh, no. It's too early. I don't know what words are.
Welcome to every day of my life. Every day of my life, I don't know what I'm saying.
Can I just say, I was talking about your Snapchat with somebody yesterday, and I was like, it's one of my favorite things to watch, because you're like, ooh, honey, I'm about to get the mail. The mail is my favorite thing to do with my day. There's no mail. I don't know what's going to... Chooch, we got to go back inside. It's my favorite thing to watch.
That was the best impression of me I've ever heard. I love getting the mail. I mean, the mail is one of my favorite hobbies.
You, I love those stamps.
I love the mail. Chooch.
I love the mail. Come on, Chooch.
Chooch, we need our own
it's
show where we answer
do.
Mail. Yeah.
Well, this I mean,
is, welcome to it, baby. This is it. Natch
I love Butte. It. I love it so much.
Well, thank you. That's great. That's a huge compliment. I'm going to replay this every night before bed and listen to you do an impression of me. So yeah, Nicole had an article in Lenny Letter.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the title of it is, "They're Fucking Up My Beautiful Black Face and I'm Over It." And I know, you know, listen, you do interviews all the time. I don't want to beat it over the head, but this is something that the Natch Butte Nation needs to be aware of if they didn't know
yes.
about. So would you mind just giving kind of a Cliff Notes version
sure.
of your article?
So the reason why I learned how to do my makeup is because I kept going to work and the set makeup artist wouldn't have my color, or they would have just one color for darker people. And then I would just, sometimes it would make me look gray or ashy or put like the wrong colors together. And it was getting really frustrating. And then I would show up to set with my makeup done and I would see like just relief wash over a lot of these makeup artists' face. And I don't know when you join the union if you have to do hours on different colored skin. So I think a lot of these women are learning on white women, and then the majority of actors are white, so they're just never learning how to do it. And then it's like, well, how do you learn how to do black or women of color, people of color makeup if you don't have the resources? Like growing up, there were no drugstore brands that truly went in my shade in the neighborhood I grew up in. And then when I went to New York, it was also like hard to find. But then I'd go up to Harlem. Then I was like, oh, they do have these shades.
Yeah.
They just have them in black neighborhoods and you just have to like seek them out. So like growing up, there was like Black Opal Fashion Fair, maybe Milani. I think that's a drugstore brand. It
mm-hmm.
was just like really tough to find. And like Christian Dior just introduced a darker shade this year. And it's 2017. We live in the future. And it's wild to think that people of color don't have the money to spend on makeup, because we do. We have money. And it's the same thing with like entertainment. It's like there's very few movies catered to us. And it's like, well, we have money. And everyone is very surprised when like black movies do well. And it's like, we want to see them.
Right.
And it's just like, we want to buy makeup. Like, I think that's why MAC thrives. MAC has every color that you could imagine.
Right.
And I wrote the article and then a lot of people were like, oh, it never occurred to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it wouldn't, because when you go to the drugstore, when you go to a makeup counter, there's shades from like palest ivory to like deep sand and everything in between. Whereas it's like you get olive and you're like, well, I'm not olive. I'm ebony or I'm
right.
sable or whatever.
It's so interesting, and one thing that I put two quotes from here. One was the pussy lips pink lipstick, which I thought was so telling, because these shades are not, there's definitely a skin tone in mind when they make these shades.
Yes.
And then you put makeup for your skin color is a privilege.
Yes.
Which it is. We're privileged, so that's why I have never considered this. I have never gone to a counter and gone, they don't have my color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucked. It's fucked because it's saying, you know,
you're
this is what
worthy.
Beauty is.
Yes.
You know, and again, these are things that I never saw, and that's why I really appreciate this article. I think it's shedding light on a problem. And what's crazy is I went through and did some research because I was like, I'm going to look at some of my favorite brands and look at their shades.
Mm-hmm.
And I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm shooketh. I'm like, there was hardly anything that would match your skin tone.
It's
I can't
tough.
Fucking believe it.
And then like nude lipstick is a hurdle I have yet to conquer.
Yeah.
I cannot find a good nude lipstick for my skin tone.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it just turns beige or becomes like this weird pale pink. And people also don't realize, or some makeup artists don't realize, that one color looks different on 100 different people.
I can't. It's crazy how different it looks.
Like Ruby will look different on you than it looks on me. And yeah, I cannot find a nude.
Yeah. Have you tried matching your nipple yet?
No.
Yeah, so apparently if you match your areola, no, not your areola, but your tip nip to, that's your perfect nude shade.
Well, I'm going to get arrested. I'm in MAC with my tit out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to match. Thank you.
I feel like at this point they wouldn't even bat an eye because
probably
it's like,
not.
That's becoming the thing
probably
now.
Probably not. I love it.
So yeah, I don't know. Do you watch makeup YouTube tutorials?
Yes, I do. That's how I learned how to do my makeup.
Yep, me too. There's this, what do they call it? A tag going around called BOMB, Black-owned makeup brands.
Oh,
have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
So there are some Black-owned makeup brands out there. There's this YouTuber named Stephanie Nicole. She's white.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're all doing our best. So she just did the BOMB challenge, and there were some really cool companies that I had never heard of that I think are dope. Fashion
mm-hmm.
Fair,
Fashion
the largest Black-owned cosmetics company in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're cruelty-free, which I thought was
cool.
Oh,
they are. That is great.
Yes. I put inclusion, white is the norm on TV and in makeup.
Yep.
I thought that was very interesting. Definitely
well,
something
like,
to consider.
It's really crazy. That's also something people don't consider. So, like, when you see a show on TV where the family is white, just know no people of color went out to audition for that.
Yeah.
Like, none. And it's never a thought to make it a blended family because then the show would be about a blended family. And
that's another thing.
Bananas.
Once you notice it, you can't unnotice it.
Yeah.
I just started watching Younger on TV Land, and it's a cute show. No one is not white.
And it's set in New York, right?
Yes.
And that's bonkers because New York is one of the most diverse places.
But it's like, I just am like, oh, come on, man. What is, nobody? Nobody?
Not even a token?
I feel like, but that's, to add insult to injury, it's almost like they'll give like a two-line part to some. And I'm like, that's not helping anything.
And casting directors will be like, well, we have to cast this diverse because, you know, there's six white characters. We need some diverse. And you're like, well, that's not diversity.
No.
Diversity would probably start in the writer's room by having at least a person of color in the writer's room so they could fight for those parts. It is a bunker.
I mean, again, once you notice.
Did you read about Hawaii 5-0?
Yes.
Isn't that nuts?
I know.
It's so. To me, like, the fact that CBS let them quit is crazy.
And they were only asking for like a 10% raise
they
or something.
They were just asking to be paid the same amount as the white people on the show. And then for CBS to go, you know what? We know what this is about. We're not going to pay you the same as the white people on the show, knowing full well that they're not going to be quiet. Like, how could you let someone? It makes no sense.
No,
they were leads on that show,
correct?
From the beginning?
Yes.
I just felt like it was a bad move for CBS, but then I feel like no one's really talking about it. And I'm like, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, there isn't racial equality in Hollywood, and it's nuts. It is nuts that they just let two Asian people go from a show that is set in a...
Yeah.
Like in Hawaii, where there's Asian people. And it's like, what?
It's so bonkers. It's so bonkers.
I wonder if Asian people have they probably have trouble with makeup too. Because a lot of brands don't have yellow undertones.
Yeah.
They'll have like pinks and like greens
right.
and stuff. Oh,
it's
boy.
Certainly,
yeah.
It's certainly catered to, you know, who they think needs the makeup
yes.
the most or whatever. Yeah, this Stephanie Nicole YouTube video, I will link it in the Natchbute.com episode guide. It's very interesting. She kind of goes into some of the business side of mm-hmm. things and why you can't find makeup and stuff like that. But have you ever used Juvia's Place?
No.
Juvia's Place, they only have eyeshadow palettes and brushes primarily, but
okay.
they're a black-owned company. Very beautiful. I know you like bright colors.
I literally have
yes,
hair.
She's got purple, pink, and blue.
And
you
blue
look
hair.
Like Chooch. You
I
got
do.
Chooch's colors. And then there's Colored Rain.
Oh.
Colored, C-O-L-O-U-R-E-D. So it's like colored.
Colored.
English. They do eyeshadows, highlights, lips, and nail polish. Again, foundation is hard.
Foundation's very hard.
Do you ever watch Jackie Aina?
No.
So Jackie Aina is a YouTuber. She's black. She's so funny, so beautiful. She has a ton of videos where she will call out companies. Like, she'll be like, you don't have, like, Alme. She went off on Alme the other day.
They have nothing.
Their darkest color was like my color.
It is,
and
yeah.
she'll swatch it on her hand, and she'll just be like, are you kidding me? And it's really interesting. So she's a fun person to watch if you do have a deeper complexion. You're mm-hmm. trying to get into YouTube tutorials, because she will straight up be honest about the companies, and she'll swatch the colors and go, so this is the contour stick. It's the same color as my skin. And nope, not gonna happen. So, Jackie Aina, I will link her videos.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, let's talk about Mac Ruby Woo.
Yes.
I feel like one of the first like conversations I had with you was about makeup and lipstick, and we talked about Mac Ruby Woo and how it's the perfect red.
It really is, and I feel like for everyone.
Yep.
It might be a little too wild for some people because it's a blue-based red,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of the only good blue-based reds I can find. Every red has, like, orange undertones, and orange doesn't look good on me. So I found Ruby Woo, and I was like, oh, this is my red.
Yeah.
I have to spread the word. So anytime I see someone wearing any shade of red, I'm like,
yeah.
have you tried Ruby Woo?
Have
is
you given Ruby Woo a whirl? Yeah, you know, I read in your Lenny letter about MAC and how they have tons of colors mm-hmm. and they really are a progressive company in terms
yeah.
of their advertising, their sponsorships.
Yep. Like I think it was like 98 they did Viva Glam with RuPaul.
Yeah.
Like that is so ahead of its time.
The Selena collab.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
The Mariah Carey collab.
And they listened to the audience.
Yeah.
People were like, we want a Selena Viva. Is it a Viva Glam or just a limited edition? I don't remember.
I don't either.
But they were like, we wanted it. And then Mac said, great,
yeah.
here you go. Because that's how you make money. You give
yeah.
the people who are paying for your stuff what they want.
I love that so much.
And I love that they have like drag queens in there and they've got
Brooke
men
Candy.
With beautiful. Brooke Candy is great.
LGBT,
yes.
Always donate money.
Yes. Viva Glam, I think 100% of the proceeds go to AIDS research. I just, for me, they're a very good company.
Yeah.
I really like them.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I've had, you know, here on Natch Butte, we only promote cruelty-free makeup, and unfortunately, MAC does test on animals.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It is, but this is what I'm saying. There's a conflict, because then we hear your cause, and we hear
mm-hmm.
that what you're bringing to the table, and I think this is something to support, you know? Like, they are, so it's one of those things, but I just put it out there so
mm-hmm.
everybody knows. I also made a list of a couple Ruby Woo dupes.
Oh.
Not just because I just feel like there's some people who are the drugstore. They love the drugstore.
Sure, yes.
So
it's cheaper. Makeup
it's
is
cheaper.
Really expensive.
It can be. And so for some of you out there, these are all cruelty free. The first one, I don't know if you've gotten back into Wet n Wild, but their game has been upped.
Ooh.
Their game has been upped. They have a Megalast lip color in Stoplight. It's $1.99, and it is a Ruby Woo dupe. I will say, I checked their foundation. They have 20 shades, and the darkest one, not dark. Not
What's
dark.
What's it called?
I don't know. I don't have that
oh,
in front
okay.
of me, but they have all the colors out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, I don't know if this color would work on Nicole. I don't know.
No.
I think they need to make a couple.
I think L'Oreal might go dark-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know Black Opal,
yep.
which is, and then Iman has a brand in some
yep.
drugstores.
Yep.
That goes pretty dark. But then, like, if you are, like, my dad was, like, black as the night.
Yeah.
If he was a woman,
no.
he would never
no.
be able to
I don't know
makeup.
How, I don't know what would Lupita Nyong'o wear? You know what I mean?
Well, She's not as dark as you could be.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she probably... Actually, I don't want to, like,
ask
assume.
Her.
Yeah, Lupita, what makeup brand do you wear, girl?
Because you know her, right?
Girl, yeah, that's my best friend. We had a slumber party yesterday. She's sitting in my car right now, keeping it cool.
Yeah, she's waiting for you to come out.
But Makeup
Why
Forever
invite
goes
her
pretty
in?
Dark. You know that... Okay, so honestly, if you are very dark, costume makeup is probably good.
Like Ben Nye?
Ben Nye is great.
Yeah.
Mehran is pretty great. You could get like a, if you are a very dark person listening to this, you can get a cream stick of their deepest dark and then mix it with black. And then you just, it kind of sucks
that
you have to like mix your own color.
I want everybody to go get them some Wet n Wild. This is some bullshit. I'm starting a revolution
get you
here.
That $1.99 dupe.
The other one I have is Milani.
Mm-hmm.
Color Statement Lipstick in Red Label. It's $6. And I checked their foundation, 15 shades. The darkest is Golden Toffee.
There you go.
What?
Yeah. So that's
come
for...
on, Milani. I'm telling you, you have awoken a revolution in me. I can't believe this shit.
It is wild. Every
Fuck,
makeup
it's a
brand,
privilege.
I always look at their range.
It's
and
a
it's
privilege.
Wild.
It's a privilege. There's one that I have here. Oh, okay, okay. So Milani had, they have one cream to powder makeup that's dark deep. They had a dark, deep skin tone option.
I wonder if it was actually dark and deep.
But they didn't have the Golden Toffee was their lightest in the liquid foundation. So I'm like, what?
That is weird.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, Milani.
Have you ever used ColourPop?
I haven't. And I know those are all dupes for Kylie Jenner's.
They're for all kinds. Apparently, they're Trust Me. Matte lipstick is their Ruby Woo dupe. They don't have foundation, but they always show a swatch on three different skin types.
Which is incredible, and I'm sure one of like three companies that does that.
And they always feature women of color on their website as well as their Instagram. I notice that shit.
That's
if a company
great.
Doesn't Instagram, because, you know, they always Instagram people who tag them like makeup artists or, you know, fans of the makeup. If they don't put women of color up, to me it's saying...
We don't want your money.
Yes.
We don't want your business.
So I appreciate that about ColourPop. They're online retail only, so you can't try makeup and, you know.
Ugh, that sucks. But
they only have lips and eyeshadows and stuff.
Okay.
And like I said, everyone has a swatch on a different, three different color arms, shades. So you know what? Go for it. Elf didn't show me some love.
Elf
they
doesn't
did not.
Have any
No,
colors.
I was so disappointed.
They
because,
go from, like, ivory to, like, white.
Yes, I was so annoyed because I try to really sing Elf's praises. They're a cruelty-free drugstore brand with a huge product line, and they can't even get a skin tone for Nicole Byer.
Nope.
Damn, I was so disappointed. Shame on you!
Elf!
Shame on you,
Shame
Elf!
On you!
Shame!
Shame, Elf!
Shame! Shame! NYX is another brand I really like. You know, Target, all about that Target price point. They have 24 shades, and the darkest did not look that dark to me. I was like, what the fuck? NYX has a whole damn store. I'm talking, you can get, they have 97 primers. They got a primer
Do
for
they
every.
Really?
Yes, for every damn thing you can think of. Acne, oil, mattifying,
goodness.
You know. And they even got a damn color for you.
Next.
Trying.
Get out of here. Next.
On to the
next.
Yes. I was so just shooketh over it. Let me get a couple of your questions out.
Ooh.
Because I'm telling you, the honeys wanted to know some things from you.
I cannot wait.
They were so excited that you were coming. I told you, I got emails.
That makes me so happy because I love talking makeup.
And everyone is just, and I agree, everyone is just, you're so glamorous.
Thank
you're so
you.
Glamorous. Even on the days where you're like being real and you're like, here I am, no makeup, I'm on my way to an audition or whatever, but you got the glasses and the accessories.
I try.
Your glamour is contagious.
Thank you. It started when I started doing improv. Women wouldn't dress up because they felt like they were trying to slum it for the dudes who look like shit.
Yep.
And I was like, no. I refuse. These people have paid $5 to see me perform.
I'm going to put on a show.
So I'm going to put on a show with my face.
I love that.
So that's where it started. And then I really love doing my makeup. It's very therapeutic. Contouring my face feels good. And I just love doing it.
I mean, listen, you're contagious.
Oh.
It's contagious. Somebody asked, Melissa asked, what's your go-to tinted moisturizer for the summer? And do you switch up your makeup for the seasons?
Oh.
I know you're like me. We like a full coverage look.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really fuck around
with... I don't do tinted moisturizers. I have very bad acne scarring. So I do a primer. I just started this new MAC primer. Ugh, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a big tube of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that on, and then I just do like basic moisturizer from like the drugstore.
Yep.
And then, let's see, if I'm doing like barely any, no, I don't do like natural looks.
Yeah.
I do like a full coverage foundation.
Yeah.
But in the summer, I do mix my normal foundation, liquid foundation with like a two shades darker liquid foundation, just so I'm trying to like gradate the color from my neck. So it's not like a harsh line of like, girl, that don't match.
Yeah. It's funny, the neck. That's the best way.
Yeah. It's a telltale of like homegirl
sure
cannot match her colors.
I get that beauty blender and I pull,
pull, pull, pull, down. Yes.
And I even do sometimes a little tap of the ear.
Yep. Sometimes I'll do ear. Tops of the titties.
Yeah.
If they're out, because usually I don't have my boobs out, so they're very light in comparison to the rest of my body. So
but when you like, pull them out, you gotta.
Yep. You gotta pull them, and then just darken them up a little bit.
Somebody put on the thread this photo of you. It's a meme from Girl Code that says, I figured out how to wear makeup by going to Sephora. And this lady was like, here, use all this shit. And I was like, okay.
That's truly how I started with makeup. Because I was living in New York. And, you know, you'd ride the train with, like, supermodel. And you'd be like, oh, my God, everyone's so beautiful. And I was like, I guess I start really wearing makeup. Because before that, I'd wear my mom's... God, Clinique stuff. She used to wear Clinique. She was a lighter woman, so she didn't have a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But we never really got into foundations. So then I moved to New York and was like, I want to wear foundation. I want to be a woman.
Yeah.
And then this woman at Sephora was like, this. And then she took out a literal paintbrush and started painting my face. And I was like, I don't think my skin is that bad. But she was like, cover it all. So I was wearing Lorac for a while.
Oh, It's an LA-based company, cruelty-free.
And they discontinued my shade.
Boom! Fuck you, Lorac! Fuck you!
I wore it for a very long time, and then they said, I'm
that
so sorry.
That pisses me off.
Goodbye. I guess if you're not making money with it, but then, I don't know, be a business and see how much you're selling and make that.
Yes! Somebody said you inspire her every day. Hashtag so brave. I would love to hear Nicole talk about her favorite statement lip colors. In most of her Insta posts, she's rocking a bold glossy lip. I know Ruby Woo is one for
I
sure.
I love Ruby Woo. So there's this brand called Lime Crime.
Yep.
I don't know if they're ethically great.
Well, I've gotten some clap back on the Lime Crime. I get some, because I have talked about Lime Crime. I'm a big fan of the Venus palette.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been some clap back.
Apparently she like steals formulas from people.
Well,
and
that happened a long time ago. And I'm not excusing the behavior. You know, time doesn't necessarily mean we can forgive people. I mean, Mel Gibson's in movies again.
I mean, why did we all say, hey, that's okay?
No, I can't.
He called a woman sugar tits.
I mean, that's...
And it was recorded.
No, that's not even the worst of it. Oh, my.
Oh, well, yes. All the, you know, he didn't like the Jews.
Oh,
he said, I hate Jews, sugar tits.
I mean, it's bad. I'm not going to go see him anymore, but, you know, the Lime Crime woman is a bit of a pill, I guess. But, you know, I have a friend who works there, and she was like, she's white, but she was like, This amazing company. They went through some growing pains. I think there was some drama. There's been some drama. I mean, they stole people's credit card information, I guess. Like, people would buy shit on the website, and then their credit card information would get stolen. The company gave zero fucks and didn't apologize. But again, that was years ago. I don't know.
You make a highly pigmented liquid to matte lipstick for me. Thank you. Take my information. I don't care.
Yeah, see, I mean, that brings up a point, though, again, what we're talking about. Just do research, because there's some evil-ass brands. And support what you want to support.
They have this color, though. I think it's called, like, Moon Blood or something.
Ooh,
it's like
the name.
Moon something. And it is this beautiful, rich, blue undertone burgundy.
Ooh.
And I've been searching for, like, a deep, beautiful burgundy, and I found it with that. I love it. Night Moth is my liner for liners.
Yeah.
I love doing an ombre lip, so I'll do, I'll do a Night Moth liner, fill it with Ruby Woo, or a Night Moth liner, and then I'll do Cyber, which is a deep purple, and I'll do that right over.
These
are all matte colors.
Okay, yep.
And then I'll fill it with like Utopia, which is a lime crime color. And then I'll go over it with like a very pale pink and then like have a real ombre effect. Also, there's this color, Sugar Pill.
Yep.
Sugar Pill has great colors.
Yep.
There's this one Trinket that I loved on the model, but she was white, and I was like, this may be bad for me. Got it, and I was like, this looks like a sparkly pussy on my mouth. So I put it in the middle and then ombre it out. And then they have this pumpkin spice one that looks great with a burgundy. Oh, girl, I love an ombre lip.
I'm aroused. I'm aroused.
I just got so excited.
I can barely pull off ombre lip. I feel like
you can
I just have
it.
Such tiny lips. I don't have enough room,
it
you
is,
know?
I mean, you can overdraw those lips.
I do, but
I
feel like it's so obvious when I do that.
Okay. I feel like the trick to that is to exfoliate around your mouth.
Okay, here we go.
Bunch.
Now we're getting into it.
And then just like, when you overdraw, start at the natural part in your like inner mouth,
mm-hmm.
and then as you come up, so it's not all overdrawn.
Right,
you're kind of making like Betty Boop lips when you do it that way. But I feel like it looks a little bit more natural than like a full overline.
You are
lip.
So right. When Kat Bardot did my makeup for my wedding, mm-hmm. who I know you've worked with her before, she mm-hmm. made those nails that had Beyonce
yes.
on them for
oh,
you.
They're fabulous.
That's what she did. She did a tiny little bit, just Betty Boop, like mm-hmm. you said, middle of the lip. I need to try that. I just feel like I can't, I draw too much and then mm-hmm. I have to fix it on the other side. And by the end, the lips have taken over my face.
Well, do you fill it in with the liner? That
yeah.
also helps.
Yeah, but I just feel like my little line is so obvious. I don't know. Mm. Listen.
I think
I'm
you
doing
gotta,
my best.
I think you gotta just like experiment. Like, don't go out when
right.
you're doing this. Just at
me
first
and shoot
draw
at home.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
And then go, I think that looks a little natural. And then it's easier to make a bigger bottom lip than it is a top
no,
lip.
No, I always do that. I end up with this giant fat bottom lip.
Yeah.
Like a toad. And then the tiny, it just.
But I mean, overdrawing your lips is half a lie, half not a lie.
Right.
Like Kylie Jenner being like, I overdrawn my lips.
Course.
And it was like, well, homegirl, no.
Yeah.
You have, those are not all your lips.
And they're very large now.
They just keep getting
re-upping.
Bigger and bigger.
And they all are. Kendall got him now.
I saw that and I was like, I think she looks beautiful with
yes.
them. I don't think injections or surgery is bad.
Yeah.
I think you do what makes you feel comfortable.
Same.
But I thought she had a very elegant look.
Yep.
And a timeless look.
Yep.
Big lips are going to go away, just like big butts will go away, just like big old titties have kind of lost their spark.
Their allure.
Yeah. I feel like in the 90s, it was like, big tits,
yes.
who cares about the back?
Yep.
And women were walking around looking like question marks, and now they're Coke bottles.
Yep.
And you know what? Maybe like a boyish box will come back. Who knows?
I mean, I would also argue that pussies are in. I mean, the high cut.
Yes.
It's all about showing off that size.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And
also,
I mean, I'm okay
butts
with that.
Are in. Like,
oh, of course.
Like, I was in Santa Barbara, and there was so many women with just thonged bathing suits.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, this is wild. It's very 90s.
Yes.
But they weren't doing the high cut. And I was like, oh, man, I don't like a hip hugger thong bathing suit. I want high cut.
Yeah.
I want to see your butt and I want to see your pelvis.
Yeah, I love that. Pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
The pelvis is in.
Is it Jamie Lee Curtis who's been in like videos?
Yes.
Her body
oh
is
my
like
God.
A quintessential 90s body and I love it.
That I can't think of the movie, but when she's doing that aerobics
yes.
with John Travolta.
Yes.
And everyone, you can see everyone's pussy and
yes.
everyone's dick. Everyone's pussy
I
and everyone's dick.
I love it.
Oh, it's so good.
Ooh, that scene was serving genitalia and it made me very happy.
Yeah, if you YouTube like Jamie Lee Curtis, John Travolta aerobics or whatever, that scene comes up, you're welcome. All I gotta say is you're welcome.
I love it.
The last question I'm gonna ask you from the thread, this is from Jillian. I would love to hear her talk/rant about a product she had high hopes for, but just totally let her down.
Oh boy.
And I was like, you know, that's a curveball to throw. But
that
haven't you ever been at the makeup store and you say, oh my God, I want to try this? And then you get it and you go, blah, blah.
I'm trying to think because I never like go into buying makeup being like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
I always go into buying makeup being like, this is going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Like when I first walked into Sephora, when they first opened, I was like, wow, this is incredible. And then I would walk around and be like, oh, okay. I can only really shop from like four of these
right.
counters. I'm trying to think. Nope, because I really like Sephora's brand.
Yeah.
And it was like cheap enough and like expensive enough that I was like, I feel good. But maybe I wore Christian Dior perfume for a long time. And I think when I was like, I have a little bit of extra money, I'll spend it on Christian Dior. Okay, so all designer.
Yeah.
All designer makeup is failed me.
Yeah.
Like Marc Jacobs, all of them. None of them carry my color. So then I, like, there's this Tom Ford lipstick that I love, that I would love to buy, but I won't.
How
because
much
he
is
doesn't.
It, though?
Probably like $100.
His little bronzer, it looks like a MacBook. Mm-hmm. It's white. It's like $900. And I'm like, motherfucker.
It's so expensive.
Yeah.
But like, you're not going to have my money until you make a color for me.
Yeah.
Like, runway models have to bring their own makeup to shows. And it's like, that is literal fashion.
No, I can't. I really can't. I'm so glad that you're here to tell this. Hopefully someone listening out there, start a revolution.
I hope so. It would be so nice if every single brand out there had a shade from like Ghost to like Midnight.
Yes.
It would be perfect.
Yeah. Or at least like the big dogs in the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Like I said, I was doing research for this episode and I couldn't believe it. I was so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup is a privilege. Makeup is a privilege. So don't forget that when
don't
you
forget.
Go to the counter and see your color there, think a little bit how lucky you are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get into our glossier, shall we?
I'm very excited about this glossier.
So wait, you had never heard of glossier?
No, I had never heard of glossier. And then when I went to the website, I felt like a fool because it seemed very trendy. It seemed like not knowing what Nasty Gal was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the website is wild.
It is wild.
You move the mouse around, it turns into rocket ships and sprinkles and ice cream cones. I was like, this is overwhelming.
Yeah, the cursor changes. I mean, they're very cool.
Uh-huh.
They advertise on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh.
You might have seen like of course, they're all very gaunt and gorgeous with just like a glossy face. like dewy. They're all about the kind of understated, natural, dewy, simple makeup.
See, okay.
Which,
dewy,
again, not really my vibe or your vibe.
No, I cannot be dewy. They'd be like, she needs to sit down. Why is she sweating so hard? I can't do dewy. And I can barely do a highlight because I'm like, I'm pretty oily. The highlight will pop through in an hour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So funny. So next to you right here, I have a mirror. I have a pack of makeup wipes. And an entire box of Glossier, because there is someone who works at Glossier, listens to this podcast, and offered to send me some stuff. Now, I get emails all the time asking me to review Glossier, and I always tell them the same thing, which is Glossier is made in the USA, which is super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They're a cruelty-free company, but they also barely have anything considered vegan in their product line. So that's why I haven't been able to buy anything. But she said, I'm going to send you everything vegan we have. And then I said, if you want to include other products, there's lots of women that, you know, Rebecca's sitting in here. I brought her some stuff. She works at Farrell. I said, Nicole Byers coming on. She said, I'm going to just send you everything. So her name is Amalia. Shout out to Amalia at Glossier.
Thank you, Amalia.
Let's get down to
cherrybomb.com. It's like lip balm.
Okay,
it smells great.
Okay, that's good to know.
I'm gonna put it on my lips.
Yeah, go ahead and so the few things we're going to be trying today, bomb.com.
So far I like the way it smells.
So bomb.com is a bomb. It's a cult favorite do everything skin salve. So you're supposed to put it on your lips. You can even put it on your cheeks for that little dewy look. Mm. You can put it on the eyelids for that kind of glossy eyelid
that
look.
Sick heroin look.
Exactly. You can put it on elbows, dry skin. They make several different flavors. There's the original. There's Birthday, which is inspired by Milk Bar's famous cake with a subtle shimmer. I thought you might like that one. That one's in there. Rose has a barely there pink tint. Cherry has a sheer red tint. Mint and coconut. It says, the lip-smacking 11-year-old in you is freaking out right now. Collect them all! So they're very into, like, cool, young, fun. It says to swipe onto lips for long-lasting hydration and ultra-dewy sheen. For an instant mood lift, place opening of tube beneath nostrils and breathe deeply. Put on eyelids and cheekbones for ultra-dewy skin. And did I not put the price? Okay, it's $12 for a 0.5-ounce tube.
This is $12.
Yes, baby.
It's a little expensive, I think, for the tube you're getting.
Yep.
But so far, so good. It's not like waxy.
Yep.
It's a good consistency. I like the color. I put the cherry one on, and I had lipstick on, but it's got...
It looks pretty.
It's got a pretty tint to
it. Yeah, it does look nice.
I really like this.
Yeah, we'll take it. So it's not vegan because it contains beeswax and lanolin, which we've talked about on Naturopedia before. Lanolin is a grease secreted from sheep's...
Oh, boy.
It is made in the USA and cruelty-free. I mean, cruelty-free meaning they don't test on animals. Sheep's grease was extracted, but the sheep wasn't killed.
How do they get sheep's grease?
I don't know. That's a good question. But so everybody loves Bomb.com. It's kind of a, you can use it all kinds of places. Like I said, if you wanted to put it on your cheekbones or your knees or whatever, that's the first item. The second item in there is called Cloud Paint. Which those are the ones...
I'm putting the coconut one on.
Yes, please. Try them all.
Ugh.
How is it?
These are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not thick. These are great, and they smell really good.
Yeah.
This is for me.
Great. Well, listen, they're yours, baby.
Ooh.
The next, if you wouldn't mind looking for the cloud paint, they're like the little paint brushes, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Oh, while you have that in your hand... So that little pink pouch is what all the makeup comes in.
Oh.
And they actually sell it on the website because they were so popular that they started selling them. They're called pink pouches. Size to hold an edited selection of the only stuff you need. Keys, card, cash, phones, and Glossier. Easy to open, easy to spot,
How much is that? Easy to stay organized.
Three for $12. They're 8.25 by 7 inches. So they're like a little bigger than a CD case, but I like them because...
That's a little expensive. And can you pop the little dudes in?
It's definitely expensive, but I think your makeup comes in it when you order it. I'm not sure because mine came in it, but they also gave this to me for free.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about the Milky Jelly Cleanser?
Milky Jelly Cleanser conditioning face wash.
So you obviously can't use that right now. You can smell it, though.
Smells good.
Do you need a new face wash?
I could always use a new face
wash. Yeah, so this is a vegan product.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one at home, so that one's yours.
Okay.
It's pH balanced. It's very light. Mm-hmm. I washed my face with it, and I wasn't mad at it, but I also feel like it felt like nothing, which is a good thing.
No, not when you're wearing a ton of makeup.
Yeah.
You need something that's going to make you feel like you got all of it.
Right.
Like it got
you
into
cleansed
your pores.
It. Right. I used my Foreo face scrubber. I just put some on there and I washed with it and it was fine. People are obsessed with that Milky Jelly Cleanser. Obsessed.
Really?
And I will say that the creator of Glossier said she uses it to wash out her pussy.
Nope.
Because it's pH balanced.
No. She's telling people the wrong thing. You can't tell women to clean out their pussy with something new because they'll do it. You can be like, stand over a volcano, and when it erupts, it will cleanse your vagina, and guess what? Won't be stinky, and men will want to eat it. You would see 100 women standing over a volcano.
So wait, you're saying you shouldn't wash out your pussy with this Milk and Jelly Cleanser?
No!
It's an off-label use. It doesn't say to do it on the bottle, but
your
she apparently...
Your vagina is self-cleaning.
I agree, but I will say last night, I wanted to test it out.
Did you?
I did not, but I did use it to scrub out my asshole. Because...
And how'd your butt feel?
Because I wanted to see...
How'd that butt feel?
Fine! It's a very... mild.
Okay.
Nothing felt different. It didn't. You know what I mean? It just. It's very like. It like nothing. It felt like water. Like I was done washing out my asshole. I was done washing my face with it, and it just felt very nothing. Which is people like that. People
that
feeling.
The first ingredient is water.
Okay, there you go. Water never hurt an asshole. Water never hurt an asshole.
No, it. I hope that becomes like your tagline for something. Water never hurt an asshole.
I mean, that could go on an Ashbute t-shirt. Let's go to the cloud paint. I see you already playing with it. Is that what you're playing with over there?
Yes.
Cloud paint? Okay, so the cloud paint, get this, it's $18 for the 0.33 ounce tube.
No.
There's four colors. So, it says, a new way to blush. With Cloud Paint, we set out to make blush the high point of your routine. The pillowy gel cream formula is designed to be the most user-friendly cheat color in existence. If you can finger paint, you can cloud paint. Simply dab it onto the cheeks wherever you please. Seamless, sheer, and buildable. It's inspired by pink New York City sunsets. Well, that's nice.
That is nice.
So, have you put any on?
I did, and...
There's collagen in this, which is interesting.
Oh.
It retains a high amount of water to hydrate and visually plump the skin with moisture. That's interesting.
That's a little much,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I guess, yeah, if you're trying to plump them cheeks up. Well, my hand didn't plump.
Yeah.
But Puff is a little too light for my skin color.
Right.
I would go with Haze.
Yep.
But these are very editorial.
Yes.
Like, I don't foresee myself putting this on to go to Target.
Yeah.
Like, it's got a lot of sheen to it, but it is, it's pretty pigmented.
So you have Haze with you right now?
Yeah, I like this Haze.
Yeah.
But I would use this as a lip color.
Ooh.
I would not do this as a cheek color.
Yeah.
And I know it's buildable, so you could make this matte. You could put a translucent powder over it and make it matte.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's... I'm not into liquid...
No, for
liquid
me...
blushes.
For me, a gel blush in a tube just doesn't sound exciting to me.
No.
It sounds... I don't know. Call me old school. Call me old fashioned. Okay? Call me a square. I like a brush and some damn powder.
Yep. Just old school.
Maybe you and I need to open our minds up. You know, wash our assholes out with Milky Joe cleanser. Maybe we need to fucking get this pain out.
I'm gonna do that tonight. I'm gonna wash my butt.
Please, and tell me, text me what you think.
I will tell you.
And I'll post it on the Natchbee blog. Yeah, I, you know, I'm trying to get behind it. I like the idea of it. But yeah, it's just, people love it though. This is one of their top selling things is this cloud paint. People are obsessed with it.
Yeah, so it's not for me. I think I also like a powder because I can control where the powder is going.
Right.
When you do any sort of liquid, you do a dab and then you spread it out and you're like, oh, this dab was, it's covering my whole face.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Let's see. Okay, so it has collagen, like I said. The cloud paint is hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested, paraben-free, fragrance-free, cruelty-free. The cons for me, it's not vegan. It has carmine, which is the crushed-up beetles.
That is wild.
And collagen. And that's my thing with Glossier. They market as this cool, hip, indie brand, but they're still using some archaic forms of formula like the carmine and the lanolin. I would love to see their balm come out without the lanolin. I would love to see a line of the makeup pigment without the fucking carmine in it. You don't have to have the carmine anymore. Look at Lime Crime. They steal people's identities, but damn it, they ain't got no carmine in their shit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, so you're holding boy brow.
Boy brow. Does this brow come in different colors?
Yes, so there's three color. There, I think it comes in four shades, including a clear. And in that box, we have a black, a brown, and a blonde. So I don't know which color you prefer, but they're all three in there. So dig around. I left everything in the boxes so you could play with the packaging and look at everything.
The packaging's great. It's pretty simple. I like the
You
packaging.
Can hear okay, Steven? Okay, good. Okay, let me read about the brow, boy brow. So boy brow is their number one bestseller. So this is what people fucking lose their shit over with Glossier. I mean, I get emails. People are rabid for this shit. All brow needs have been considered to create the brow product. One to thicken, fill in, groom brows into place. Creamy wax formulas inspired by traditional hair pomade for soft, flexible hold that doesn't stiffen or flake. Comes in four shades. Blonde, brown, and black boost brows with an oomph of color, while clear gives it the same soft conditioning hold minus the pigment. There's four shades. It says apply in short upward strokes to fluff and shape brows into place. Clear shows up white upon application, but becomes transparent as you comb. Alcohol-free, fragrance-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free, appropriate for all skin types. Hypoallergenic, ophthalmologist-tested, dermatologist-tested. So I would love your take on this.
Okay.
I I just, I'm really, it's hyped really hard for me. It's hyped up really high. So I'm very curious about it. People love this shit.
I do not. So obviously I can't use the blonde.
Right.
But this blonde does look like it's good for like a fairer blonde mm-hmm. person. This black is too dark. I do not know who wants jet black
yeah.
brows.
Yeah.
You have dark brows, but I think this would be too dark for you.
Oh, yeah.
I need to mix.
I would need the brown, probably.
Yeah, but then this brown is also very light.
Well, like I said, I mean, they only got three damn colors. What do they expect?
Yeah. I like, for my undertones, I'm not wearing it today. I forgot about it. But I usually wear MAC Show Off, which mm-hmm. is a brown that is redder than this brown and then has like a little shimmer in it.
Uh-huh. Ooh, like a shimmer brow?
Yeah, but it doesn't, it's not like, oh, girl, you got glitter brows?
Yeah.
It's just like a nice, pretty thing happening.
Yeah.
This, for me, too dark and too light.
Right. So the color alone is just not
yes.
going to work.
And granted, I am putting, let me see.
I would love, put oh, it on, like, black. Do you have any hair on your arm? I'm so curious if this shit really makes your eyebrows look bomb. What color is that, the brown?
This is the brown.
Yeah. That looks good from here. I'm so happy that you're putting this on and you're giving it an honest go. I will say, the boy brow, there's beeswax in it to hold it in place. It also, there's lecithin, a natural fatty substance that adds a silky, smoothy texture and subtle sheen. I'm pretty sure that's an animal byproduct. And there's a collagen derivative that helps condition and strengthen the hair fiber, which is, again, not vegan. So they're throwing all kinds of shit in here. They're throwing everything. They're chopping up animals and putting them in that damn boy brow.
All right, here is my review.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I like it.
Yeah, it looks good from here.
I would have to mix the black and the brown, and I would have to, like, really, too much, I think, could go either way
yeah.
and look wild.
Yeah.
But.
So you have to have a light hand for the boy brow.
Yes, a very light
very
hand
light
for the
hand.
Boy brow. But
yeah.
I think this is good.
Oh, good.
I'm into it.
Okay. The
this boy brow is good.
Okay, but you...
So far, Glossier, I'm into it. I'm into everything except for that
the cloud
shiny
paint.
Cloud paint.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's a different look than what you and I do.
Yes.
You and I like a full glam look.
Yes.
This is more, like I said, more natural, mm-hmm. understated, the dewy skin. You know, everyone has a different thing. So the last thing in there is the Generation G, which is the lipsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Diffuse Sheer Matte Goodness. Generation G is a new kind of lip color that gives a look and finish of just blotted lipstick. See, that's, again, not my style.
Yeah, no. I don't blot. Come on, let's get real.
Right. So these lipsticks adapt to you, not the other way around. They'll appear a bit different on everyone as your natural lip color shows through. The effect, Diffused Matte Goodness. Just swipe it on. So there's 6 shades. They're $18.
Oh, goodness.
For a 0.07-ounce tube. It says swipe onto naked lips. Once or twice for a subtle wash of color, 3 or 4 swipes for longer color payoff.
Okay.
So let's hear your thoughts.
These are not bad.
Yeah.
These are great, actually.
Yeah.
I think if you're going for a very dewy, like, 90s natural look, I'm wearing Jam on this bottom
yeah.
quadrant.
Oh, I like that color.
And it's a nice, again, I do have like a little remnants of the lipstick I was wearing before.
Yeah.
But it's like a nice berry.
Yeah, that looks really good on you.
And then I didn't think I was going to like Jam.
Jam is sort of a red.
Jam is like an orange-based red. I usually steer clear of orange-based reds, but it might not be an orange base. It might just look it.
Yeah.
But also...
How do you feel about, like, transfer lipstick? Like, lipstick that easily comes off?
I don't love it.
Yeah.
I love my lipstick to stay on my face
Me
when
too.
I put it there.
Yeah.
But these, I really like them. The only one that doesn't really do it for me is Leo.
Yeah,
Leo,
what color is that?
I thought it was going to be my favorite. It's like a toffee.
Ooh.
But it doesn't, it just doesn't show up on me.
Yeah. Would it show up on somebody with a... fairer complexion, or just you think it's shitty, like the color payoff is shitty?
No, I think it would show up with someone with a lighter complexion.
Yeah.
I mean, this, I think if you are as dark as me or darker, it's a good, like, nude gloss,
mm-hmm.
like sheer nude,
yeah.
like no color to it gloss.
Yeah.
But so far, Glossier,
You know,
I like it. I was pleasantly surprised.
I honestly am too, because you would know more than anyone about makeup. I you know, I feel like just the hype makes me turned off.
Yes, that'll do that.
And because it is kind of like a cool girl brand. Mm-hmm. And again, when you keep seeing the ads on Facebook, what am I supposed to think? You know, I'm just like, why are you on my Facebook? Why are you on my Facebook? So, and I will, okay, so they have some other products they didn't send me. Mm-hmm. One is the stretch concealer,
okay,
which everybody loves, and the skin tint. It comes in 5 shades.
Okay.
Again, not sure if it's, mm-hmm, they have
it. But, I mean, that, they don't sell it in physical stores, right?
No, it's
that
all online.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, the skin tint might look light online, but then might actually work with your skin.
Yeah, they have models on the website, Women of Color, in their, mm-hmm, ads. So you could maybe look on the photos and see, oh, that looks sort of like my color, mm-hmm, you know. But I would love for you to take a look and tell me what you
Everything
think.
Everything I tried, I was pleasantly surprised how it, I don't know, it just like it worked with my skin. And
yeah,
I was like, oh, I think this would work with a lot of women's skin. Because nothing was like, nothing was highly pigmented, but it was in a way.
Yeah.
That doesn't really make any sense.
No, but because that's their whole thing. It's natural, mm-hmm, and buildable.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we turned over a new leaf for you today. Dewey Nicole Byer's going to come out.
Whoa, maybe I could do a natural look. But then a natural look for me is like a full brow and then maybe light lashes. I'm always wearing lashes.
Yeah, I mean, the lashes, I'm a fan.
I just love lashes.
Yeah, maybe Glossy should come up with some damn lashes.
Maybe. I'm really interested in what I'm going to do with that stuff.
Good, I'm so happy.
Yeah, maybe
I'll
experiment.
You hear that, Glossier? So would you say Glossier is Nicole Byer approved?
I think Glossier is Nicole Byer approved.
Oh my God,
truly,
what a day.
I was really expecting not to like it because,
yeah,
the website was a little much for me.
Yeah, but that's their whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, man, that lip balm I really like. Those tinted lip glosses are really great. And then that blush, I think you could use that as a lip gloss. Or if you're trying to, you know, make greasy cheeks, you know,
well,
go
that's
for
their
it.
Thing. Their ads, the woman looks like, you know,
like she fell in an oil slick. And
yeah,
she's like,
but gorgeous. But, mm-hmm, like a gorgeous oil slick. I mean, her whole face is dewy. They look.
I can't.
The lid. Have you seen that glossy lid that I keep
it's
seeing?
It's not for me.
It's not for me. Are we just out of that age range? Is it just like for really young?
Well, it's
looks
back
like you just
from like
shot
the
out
90s.
Of mommy's pussy. Like you're covered in her fucking fluids.
Yeah, a bit of the placenta's on your,
yes,
eyelid.
You got placenta chunks, mm-hmm, in those lashes. The doctor hasn't wiped you down yet.
Well, that's like a very 90s look.
Right.
And it's not for me. I don't need glossy lids.
Yes. I mean, maybe for fun, I'll try it just to like say, mm-hmm, I did. But yeah, I mean, that's the Glossier T right there. Nicole Byer approves.
I'm into it.
So everyone that emails me about Glossier, you're fucking welcome, okay?
Yeah,
we did
it's
it.
Great.
We did the damn thing. Nicole, it's almost time to be at the end of
oh,
next year.
No!
Can you believe it? We didn't
oh,
even get
boy.
To talk about hair.
We can talk about hair real quick.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how to do it on when I go to work.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hair products are very hard. It's
yeah.
Now it's not as hard. Now they make hair products for women with natural hair. And they make tons of stuff for women with like braids and stuff. Braids have a huge
yep.
resurgence.
Yep.
It's very interesting because growing up, I grew up in an all-white neighborhood. My mother would braid my hair and I'd be like, no, please. I want to look like everybody else. And after my mom would wash my hair, I'd wear a towel on my head and pretend I had long white lady hair.
Oh, Haley said she did that too.
I think all little black girls who, I mean, you don't even have to grow up in a white neighborhood. You see it on TV and
yeah.
you're like, oh, I want that.
She
my
said
hair
she
doesn't
wanted
move.
A ponytail like Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black hair is a very interesting thing. Because braids are popular right now with like white women, and
I've always been told that braids are unprofessional. You don't have braids if you're trying to get a job. And then it's like, well, all these white women now have braids. Now is it professional?
Right.
And then when the fad goes away, will it go back to being like, black women, you're bad for braiding your hair? It's a very interesting thing. I guess we don't have time to get into it. Oh, no.
I hate it. There were a few questions about it. Like, a girl asked something like, you know, does she ever feel any pressure on either way to keep her hair natural, to keep her hair? Because I know you're always changing it up. Changing up your hair. I know you pop on a wig every once in a while. You're just always changing up the hair.
I started wearing the wig specifically because I went to musical theater school and one of my teachers was like, you have to make a look. His name was Randolph Pearson. You have to have a look. So I was like, what is my look?
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, if I get a wig that can be my look and then people will know me for that look and then I can just change my hair however I want. So it was the smartest thing I'd ever did. I could take these braids out in like 20 minutes, pop on my wig and then be same old Nicole that people know. There was pressure from like my dad's side of the family. They were like, don't go natural. You need to keep relaxing your hair. And if you don't know, a relaxer they're painful.
Yeah.
They hurt. They literally burn your hair straight. And then sometimes you get scabs. You can't comb your hair before you go get them. You can't itch. And then the lady, you'll be like, I'm burning. And she'll go, oh, okay. They say, tell me when it's burning. You go, it's burning. And they go, great. 5 more minutes.
Oh.
And then you just like sit there and you're like, this is awful. It was very liberating.
How is that good for you?
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
There's a ton of chemicals in hair relaxing. There's lye. And then they're like, there's no lye in this.
Lye?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. If you put like a Coke can, like an aluminum Coke can in like relaxer, it disintegrates.
Oh, and we're putting on our scalp.
Like little kids' scalps.
Yeah.
Like a lot of little black girls will get their first relaxer at like 8 years old. And my mom made me wait till sixth grade, middle school. And I like begged, I kept begging and begging and begging. She was like, no. And she was very light with like fine hair that wasn't super curly, but she didn't have to relax her hair. She relaxed it like twice a year. But like I have black hair, like kinky, 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 coarse hair. So I would get a relaxer and then like 2 weeks later, it would just be like crunching up again.
Oh.
And then I'd be like, no, no. And then when your hair is two different textures, you can't do anything with it because it looks wild.
Yeah.
The
struggle. So are you shooting Candidly Nicole 2.0 right now?
No, that is... So the room opens on the 10th.
Mm.
We'll write it for 10 weeks.
So soon!
And then we will shoot it for 8. It is wild. It was a wild ride. I'm in therapy. And when it got canceled, I boo-hooed and I cried and I got over it. And they're like, do you want to do it again? And I was like, I just got over this.
Yeah. Get back
all right,
on the horse,
let me
baby.
Get back on the horse. Give my therapist more to talk about.
I mean, but honestly, I'm on Facebook more than I'm on anything.
Yeah, people live on Facebook, so I think it's a really smart move on their part.
I watch YouTube. I don't watch shows.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the best. I'm so excited
I'm very
for you.
Excited.
So tell everybody.
Do you watch Netflix?
Yes, girl.
Have you seen 13 Reasons Why?
I haven't yet.
You
have. Of course.
Got to.
Do they have a diverse cast?
It's very diverse.
Good.
It might be triggering because it's about suicide.
Yep.
But... oh, boy.
Yeah.
It is juicy.
Really good. I got it.
When you watch it, we'll talk about
okay.
it. I loved it.
I'm starting it tonight.
Okay.
So tell everyone where they can find you in case they're living under a rock.
So if you live in L.A., I have a show Sunday nights at 11, which is late, at the UCB Theater in Franklin. Mondays at 8:30, I do a stand-up show. If you do stand-up, please come do it. It's at Copper Still at 8:30. It is free $99. And then I bounce around the country touring.
So fun. And tell your social media.
Oh, okay. So my Instagram is just my name, Nicole Byer. You can see pictures of me in bikinis, if that's your thing. It's my favorite thing to post. That and selfies of my makeup.
I mean, two things everyone can get behind, quite frankly.
Just my body and my face. And then my Twitter is Nicole Byer, and I just made a Facebook fan page because I figured they'd be like, where is it?
Yes, especially since your show's coming to Facebook.
It's going
to
be on Facebook.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
And you're going to be a Facebook star.
I can't
wait. That's like my dream in life. I'm so excited.
Well, you are on your way. People love this podcast.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Nicole Byer fan page, I'll definitely link it on the Nashville
Honey's
page.
Oh, please. I think I have one fan.
Well, you're about to have a flood, baby, when this comes out because everybody's loving Nicole Byer.
Lossier!
Lossier! all day. Oh, I also wanted to point out Natch Butte, NB, Nicole Byer.
Oh, what a dream.
Can you believe that?
I love it. Natch Butte, Nicole Byer.
Yes,
it was meant to be.
It really was. So thank you so much for being
here. Thank you so much for having
me. And trying all the Glossier. You're going to take it all home.
I'm so excited.
You're going to wash out your asshole tonight.
I'm going to wash my butt.
Yes, and I can't wait to hear how you feel about it.
I can't wait to do it. I've never consciously washed my butt. Does that make sense? I wash it.
But
it's part of the routine.
Yes, yes.
This is like, oh, let me put this soap down.
Right.
Grab the butt soap.
Yes.
Bend over and wash it.
Yes. Really get those hands lathered up.
Mm-hmm. I have a date on Friday. Maybe I'll wait till Friday.
Yes, please.
I'm going on a date with an English man who keeps making jokes that aren't funny.
Oh,
I hope
no.
he hears this.
Oh, no. Their humor is so different from ours.
It's so different.
Yeah.
And I think he's like asking me questions and I'll answer them. He's like, oh, that's a joke. And I was like, oh.
Very dry.
Okay.
Very dry. Right. I don't do well over there.
I don't know if I'm going to do well on this date.
But you know what? Your asshole
who knows?
Will be cleansed.
My asshole will
You're
be
gonna
so
be a new
clean.
Woman. It's
going to
be... Just, you know, it's going to be great. I'm excited. And I'll hear all about that because I'll follow up with you and find out how the cleanser was. Thanks, Glossier.
Thank you, Glossier. We
all
clean our assholes.
All right, guys. See you next time. Don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.